Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance. X Insurance. From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
And here we go, ladies and gentlemen, Monday afternoon. Welcome, Sig Sauer Studios, lit up for you, the Patriot Mobile mic on fire. All of it being brought to you by the great X Insurance. Here's the deal today. If you want to watch us on high definition, you can do so by visiting armedamericanradio.com, clicking on the watch live button. Do not do that if you're driving. Don't be that person, please. You can click listen live and Bluetooth us in your car, your truck, whatever it is you're driving. Even if it's a Prius or an electric vehicle, you can do that. I have no problem with that whatsoever. You can enjoy the program. Great to be here with you today. You can also participate in the chat at armedamericanradio.com. That chat is up there live for you if you're watching the show. Very cool stuff. Or you can download the Telegram messaging app and participate in the chat over there. Let's jump right over to my first guest today for the hour, Andy Hoosier. His regular Monday spot, Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, KQAM Wichita's big talker, Wichita's favorite son. How you doing, my brother?
Living the dream, Mark. Good to talk to you as always. Happy Monday. And I got to say, I'm a little depressed today. Not going to lie.
Why?
The world didn't end.
Oh, you know,
the solar eclipse. And
I have a niece that felt the same way. Yeah.
I thought the world was going to end. I've said this many times. I am sick and tired of people teasing me and talking about the end of the world. If it's going to happen, let's do it already. I've been teased my entire life about doomsday predictions and end of time prophecies. Let's make this happen, man.
You mean you want to make Armageddon?
I mean, if they're going to talk about it, then at least fulfill it and actually.
You want the rapture? Is that what you want?
Yeah. I mean, it would solve a lot of problems today. Let's be honest.
I guess it would solve every problem. I guess there would be no more problems at all. So let's start the eclipse. It was kind of fun. We had about, I'm 40 miles outside of Atlanta, but nonetheless, it got twilight here. The temperature dropped. And it got like twilight, like it would be at about 7:45 at night, which was cool. You know, it was cool. We had one in 2017 that got a lot darker. But I'm excited for the next one because I will be. I did the math. My wife, I'm 10 years older than she is. And she's going to be a buck 02. I'm going to be a buck 12. So I'm really looking forward to that one. That's when we're in the media. Did you notice the media's favorite buzzwords today? You turn on. I couldn't help it. I got to rag Fox News, guys. I got to do it. It's too easy. All day long, it's been the zone of totality, right? The zone of totality. That's their favorite three words for the day. And my son and I were watching Martha McCallum this afternoon while it was getting a little bit darker and weird here. And, of course, they're in New York City, so everything has to happen in New York City. And if it doesn't, they have to make it look like it's going to be happening there. Meanwhile, the eclipse is, like, way north of them for the zone of totality. And all of a sudden, the camera light cut off, and it made her look really dark as they were talking about how, oh, my gosh, it's changing here. It's getting darker. My son and I were laughing because you could clearly see in the background the sun was out. Then they flipped to another reporter, and it was bright sunshine. And they're all looking up. They just, New York, man, it's got to be happening there. If it ain't happening there, it ain't happening anywhere, right? Good heavens.
Part of the world right there, I guess, yeah.
And there's your media buzzword, zone of totality. Well, of course it's neat. It's cool. Ladies and gentlemen, look, this is just my personal opinion, but that to me is evidence of a higher being. I mean, that is just really cool stuff. That's one piece of evidence for a higher being. That's just my personal opinion. Your mileage may vary. Andy, what do you think?
No, I agree. I think that is. It makes you want to have a deeper conversation. You look at things, you feel it, you can feel the change in the air, you can feel the energies, you can just feel things, and it just makes you, regardless of whether you're religious or spiritual, it makes you think about things deeper, and it's fun. I love it. And I told you before, I got into radio and politics, I was actually going to go to college to be an astronomer. I was going to work for NASA. I still have my $3,000 telescope at home that I bought in high school after working so hard and working my job throughout my junior and senior year. That's what I was going to do. And then I realized that arguing politics was better than memorizing physics. So I went this direction. But that's what I wanted to do. That stuff fascinates me. I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty math heavy there, bro. There's a lot of people out there that still think the Earth is flat. And when you witness something like this, it's kind of hard to believe the Earth is flat unless you got three flat disks up there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Mark, there was an argument from some yahoos on social media that literally said that the eclipse today was proof of flat Earth theory, that this was the proof of it.
Okay. All right. Andy, it takes all kinds, man. It takes all kinds. But I love when we like to talk about UFOs and cool stuff when you come on because it's fun to do, particularly when you're on Mondays like this after the Sunday Monster Cast. You know, I got no sleep last night. I don't think I hit it till about 4:30 in the morning. I wound up watching a couple movies. I did watch a really cool movie, Nicolas Cage, called Butcher's Crossing, which I'd never heard of before, which I thought was kind of cool. Yeah, it was really good. It was about 1860 buffalo hunts. Wiping out the herds. It was a good movie. You know, I watched it in the middle of the night and I was wide awake, 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, okay, well, this night's history. Well, that's just what happens after the mad rush of the Sunday show and all that fun stuff. But it's cool because here you are on a Monday and we get to talk about a real eclipse that actually happened that we all witnessed today, which was kind of fun. It's one of those things that make you realize that you are just a very small part of what's going on out there. And to me, it's just evidence of God. It truly is just more evidence of God. It is quite fascinating to see that stuff. So, like I said, I'm looking forward to when I'm 112. And,
I like
to the chagrin of my wife, who will probably be angry at me at 102. I'll be that guy, that old guy. Get off my lawn. 112 years old I'll be. But I plan on being around, right?
Hey, you know what? If you can live to 112 years old, then you should be that get off my lawn kind of guy.
Yeah, well, maybe you should be anyway, depending on who's on your lawn, Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. You never know, right?
There's that. There's some illegal migrants on my lawn. I'm going to be saying get off my lawn, too.
Hey, I did see Kathy Hochul in New York. I know I'm mispronouncing her name. That's intentional. But she was, got to have the governor of New York for a natural phenomenon. It's got to come out and tell people, we want you to have a great time, all of you people traveling here to New York to watch it. You be careful driving. Make sure you have a full tank of gas. Be patient. There's probably going to be a lot of people on there. Pack your patience. Why do New York Democrat governors got to get in everybody's face with everything as if the whole world gives a crap what they have to say? Why, Andy?
Well, why do they have to make common sense statements just to say like they're saying something smart? Remember when Barack Obama tried to talk about making better gas mileage and he was reminding people to fill up their tires with air properly?
I try to forget it, but yes, I do.
Yeah, that's what they do. That's just what they do. That's their mentality. This is both the macro and the micro level with their policy. They are the control freak micro control. I mean, they're the ones that they would be the boss that would stand over your shoulder and watch you every step of the way and try to direct you and criticize you on it. They are the micro control freaks, and they do that with their policies. And then they do that when they're trying to have fun too. Make sure your tires are filled up to get better gas mileage for your vehicle. Make sure that you just have some patience when you're driving, and people don't stop on the side of the road if you're going to stop and watch the eclipse. Like, this is
you saw
sense
that
crap.
Too. You saw it too, because I didn't go there with stopping on the side of the road. You're absolutely correct about that. I saw that this morning and I thought, you've got to be kidding me. Here comes, now we had Cuomo during the pandemic doing the same thing. Always getting a lecture from a New York governor. I don't need a lecture from a New York governor. I don't need to hear from a New York governor. I don't want to hear from a New York governor. But, yep, here we go. That New York governor in there telling you what to do. They're still telling you got to wash your hands because you don't get a cold. Okay, make sure you stay 6 feet away because the virus can't go. It goes 6 feet and then it falls to the ground, I guess.
Yeah.
Can't go up and over barricades. Okay, see, here comes a topic of conversation that I really wasn't planning on having, but it's you know, I saw this, just the arrogance of these people. And what does this have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns, ladies and gentlemen. This is the party that's trying to take your guns from you. And this is evidence of why. Control. I think you just nailed it. You nailed it. And this is more proof. Every time they open their mouth, that's what they show us, that they want control over every single aspect of your life. It's ridiculous. I'll switch gears real quick. Are you a country music fan?
On occasion, the old stuff.
Yeah, you mean real country music. Real country music.
Yeah, real country music, yeah.
Yeah, old Waylon and all that good stuff. Exactly. Now, when we come back, major country star out there. My daughter's a huge fan of Morgan Wallen. Huge fan. She's traveled all over to see. She's seen him a number of times. She's 21 and she's seen him. Oh, I've lost count. I think she's lost count how many times she's seen him live. But he got himself in a little pickle last night. I don't know if you heard about that, but we'll talk about it when we come back. Why? Because the treatment he's getting versus the BLM, you know, protesters, right? I want to look at this. I want to talk about it briefly. The way people are, there's two tiers of justice in this system, ladies and gentlemen. That's the way I'm looking at it. You may agree with me, you may disagree with me. That's entirely up to you. But when we come back, we'll talk about it with Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, KQAM. Don't go away. The following segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back to the show. Yeah, welcome back to the show indeed. Second segment, cooking right along on a Monday. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, rejoins us. All of this presented to you every day by X Insurance. You're in the 6 hour studios with me here at the ranch. Patriot Mobile, Mike lit up for you. Please go out of your way to visit all of our partners. I got a really good report back from MyPillow yesterday. Guys, keep it up. That $25 extravaganza is going on over there, and I don't know how long it's going to be. I've picked up a bunch of stuff, and you know, if you spend over $75, which you're likely going to do, you get free shipping on there. And all you have to do is go to MyPillow.com/Armed American Radio. MyPillow.com/Armed American Radio. Every discount, you'll see the $25 extravaganza over there. Slippers, $25. Towel sets, $25. Sheet sets, $25. All kinds of cool stuff over there for $25, and you get free shipping over $75. And it says, hey, thanks for supporting the right to keep and bear arms. All right? And that's how we stay on the airwaves, ladies and gentlemen. It's very important. And Mike Lindell and MyPillow have been with us for 10 years. So support these people, please. Andy Hoosier, voice of reason. Welcome back, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where do you want to go now?
What do we do now?
What do we do now? I mean, we've ragged New York.
I mean, that's kind of the brunt of it right there, isn't it, those guys?
Yeah. We got to talking during the break. Okay. And I forgot. What did I say we were going to do when we came back from the break?
The country
artist.
I'm
pulling a Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Oh, the country artist. That's right. Thanks for reminding me. I pulled a Joe Biden. As a Mafubula. You know the thing. As a Mafubula. America can be described in three words. This is Mafubula. He's such an idiot. I can't believe we actually have this happening.
It's welcome to the leader of the free world.
Oh, my gosh. I wish I had the shuffle, point over to the right, look for his handlers, point over to the left, and turn around and look behind him before somebody comes and walks him off the stage. And there are people going to vote for that.
Yeah, well, let's be honest. I mean, again, if that's all it takes to be the leader of the free world, I mean, I think I could pull that off. I should run for president. Yeah. We should make this happen.
No, you don't want that job. You don't want the job.
No,
you don't. That's And you got to wonder who does, honestly, you know. But thank God Donald Trump does. Thank God he wants it back. But, okay, fingers crossed. So Morgan Wallen got himself in a bunch of trouble last night. Apparently, he threw a chair. Now, he just started a tour. And apparently, he threw a chair off a rooftop bar 6 stories up. Laughed about it. Thought it was funny. In the moment, chucks a chair over the balcony. It lands on the street. Now, of course, who would think it might hit somebody when it hits the street? Well, there happened to be two cops within the vicinity, like mere feet away, that were like, what the hell was that? Obviously, you can imagine what went through their minds. They go upstairs, review the video, and there's Morgan Wallen chucking the chair over and laughing about it. He's charged with, I think, 3 felonies. of reckless endangerment? Three felonies, dude. He just started his tour. He's 30 years old. Now, he's charged with three felonies. Meanwhile, you got a cop in New York murdered by somebody who had a rap sheet 21 charges deep. He's out. Can you tell me if all the BLM rioters that were burning buildings down, have there been any arrests? Morgan Wallen is charged with three felonies, likely hammered, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not excusing throwing a chair over. I'm not. Okay, that's a stupid move. At 30, I guess you're still young and stupid, especially if you're drunk. But three felonies? And there are people across this country, there are illegal aliens, criminal illegal aliens walking our streets killing people. That are just being let out and being handed money and debit cards and given free places to stay. And this guy's charged with three felonies. Is there a disconnect here, Andy, or, you know?
I mean, yeah, let's get real. I mean, look, you got to remember the both Antifa and Black Lives Matter individuals that when they committed crimes and the few that did get arrested, we had the not yet, but soon to be vice president of the United States that was doing fundraising to bail them out of jail because they were doing great work and that they supported what was happening. So, yeah, I mean, there's a disconnect. You throw a chair over, or I remember, I mean, again, adult beverages being involved here, but one of my favorite actors, Kiefer Sutherland, who is a big time Democrat and progressive, but you know, he was in the middle of filming the show 24, which, by the way, greatest show on the face of the earth still.
Yeah, I gotta hand you that was that's a great program for sure.
Oh, it was fantastic. But I remember at times when he was getting in trouble because he was drunk and he went and tackled a massive Christmas tree in the lobby of a hotel. So I mean, it's, you do stupid stuff, I get it, and should you be in trouble for it? Sure, you should be in trouble for it. But he didn't get charged with a felony account. You know, the Antifa members, when they do ridiculous stuff, they didn't get charged with a felony count. But of course, he's a conservative. He's a country artist, which means he's probably a good old boy. So we have to make an example out of him, because remember, the right are the ones that are filled with hate, that are filled with anger, that are filled with just the violence, that are filled with just the venom. They cling to their guns and their Bibles. So we got to make an example out of these guys. And it seems like that the cops just wanted to do that, make an example out of somebody.
Or maybe they were really peed off that they almost got hit with a chair, which they likely wouldn't have survived. A six-story drop from a wooden of any chair.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You know, was it a stupid move? Yeah, hell yeah, it was a stupid move. But right. I don't know. He had a $15,000 bond, which clearly Morgan Wallen can pay. And his attorney made a statement that he was cooperating with authorities, and no doubt he'll come out. Now, it's interesting because his first court hearing is, I think, May 3rd in Nashville. And later that night, he's playing the arena in Nashville. So I don't know what timing that was. Maybe they just said, oh, he's going to be back in town. Let's just schedule him then. Who knows? It seems kind of coincidental. But, yeah, when you see what's happening out there with crime and people walking, it just being let off, Just go. I mean, you go into a jewelry store in Pasadena, bash the windows in at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, walk out with God knows how much in jewelry, and they don't even call. If that had been in a blue Democrat city, here's the funny part of this. If that had been in Manhattan or LA or any big, you know, in Chicago, any big blue Democrat run city, you think the cops are gonna answer a call? What, we need you here. Somebody threw a chair. You think they're even going to show up?
If they did, then all you would have to do is just say that you were protesting Donald Trump's reelection.
Oh, yeah. I guess there's that. Yeah,
you just have to become an activist, and then it's okay.
Well, there's clearly a disconnect. I feel pretty confident he'll probably get the charges, you know, reduced and plead to a misdemeanor or something like that. I don't think, but you know, hey, listen, guys. Don't do stupid stuff. Here's the moral of the story. Don't get drunk and do stupid stuff. Now you're charged with felonies. You know, good heavens, that's not good for your life. It'll wreck your day. Even if you're Morgan Wallen, it's going to wreck your day. So, for gosh sakes, there's the public service announcement. Don't throw chairs off of six-story buildings.
And don't kind of Christmas trees in a hotel lobby.
Right, right. And what kind of moment were you in to even feel the need to do that, you know? And what made you go, yeah, wah! and throw it off the building.
I've had a few adult beverages myself, but I never got to that level. Now, I have thrown my shoes on the roof of a house, but that's about the extent that that was.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't think a shoe's going to kill anybody, and it probably wouldn't be a felony. But reckless endangerment felony charges for Morgan Wallen for tossing a chair over a six-story building. Stupid move, Morgan. Stupid move. We'll be back with Andy Hoosier. Two more seconds.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision. Something the Democrats know nothing about. Freedom, passion, and precision. DanielDefense.com. The raffle's going on over there, guys, for that $5,000 rifle. That rifle over there. That is custom. Tickets are $25 a pop. 5 for $100. That's the package I bought. You can do whatever floats your boat. And I'm going to tell you, Armed American Radio listeners have won two of the last four. So you got pretty good odds over there. Make sure to visit thedoubledfoundation.org. Support the youth shooting sports with the purchase of your tickets. And you might win that $5,000 package with all of its accessories on that beautiful M4A1 from Daniel Defense. I have one. I don't have that one. But man, oh man, oh man, is that thing beautiful. And you can visit DanielDefense.com and all of our partners. Remember, this is all brought to you by X Insurance, Sig Sauer Studios, lit up for you in the Patriot Mobile mic. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Welcome back in, my brother.
Yeah, happy Monday.
Happy Monday. So I want to, let me move over to NSSF. Unless you want to talk about some of that other funny stuff. You got an exclamation point you want to put on the chair tossing incident or anything like that?
No, like you said, don't throw chairs and you'll be all right, apparently.
Apparently so. There's some interesting comments in the chat. Some, I think it was Raymond said, I guess his chair rights are going to be revoked now. You know, so you, you know, yeah, whatever. So NSSF, Larry Keene at NSSF has a piece out that 4 days old, finally getting to it now. No one likes President Biden on guns, but there's specifically, I want to point this out because that's a very true statement. A big problem for President Biden, according to new polling, is that not very many people approve of his efforts. In fact, Americans of all stripes disapprove of what the president has done. And in an election that will come down to very small margins in a handful of swing states, it's clear the hashtag gun vote will matter in 2024. And let's see if I can find that number in here because it is important. I believe it. His poll numbers were at 24%. On his handling of firearms. Well, Andy, there's something hidden in that that I don't see. I'm going to mention it because a lot of those people who aren't happy about his handling of firearms are people who are not happy with the fact that he hasn't gotten more gun control than they want. Isn't that true?
Yeah. I mean, that 24% are the ones that actually are happy with.
Here it is. It's 29. It's 29.
29%. Yeah. I mean, right. Those are the ones that are like, okay, we're moving in the right direction. But there is a fringe of that that says that he has not gone far enough, which is why you saw just a couple of weeks ago the announcement from Kamala Harris down in Florida on the campaign about their big, again, universal red flag laws that they're trying to promote because that's somehow going to save lives. So, yeah, there is the ones that obviously us, that is the vast majority of the country, that's like, you guys are infringing upon the Second Amendment, period, end of story. Then you have the ones that are like, yeah, we're moving in the right direction here. And then you have the friends who are like, oh, you guys haven't done anything. This is we're unhappy with you because you haven't gone far enough. So this is nuts. You mentioned the middle of the country, though, and how close these votes are going to be. I'm sure you saw last week the vote on the Electoral College in Nebraska on whether it was going to be kind of a one size fits all or winner takes all in Nebraska, or whether that one Electoral College vote that's usually around the Omaha, Nebraska area, that's about 25% of the state population, on whether they continue to branch off and do their own thing, because most elections in Nebraska go 4-1 on the Electoral College because there's that one Democrat holdout. If that's what the focal point is going to be in this general election in November, that's going to be an extremely close election that everybody's freaking out about. And if Nebraska is going to be the focal point on a swing and a victory for Joe Biden or not, then imagine what, when it comes to Second Amendment issues, that even progressive Democrats in Omaha, Nebraska, I would guess, would have a very favorable view of Second Amendment and gun rights because it's Nebraska. So, I mean, I guess it could be anti-gun, but I mean, it's a, I think I would guess it would be at least a different flavor of Democrat in that area to where they need to start pandering to them a little bit deeper if that's going to be the make or break for them.
Yeah, I, but when I look deeper into this, just when you think about this, and you know, there's a lot of different ways. We don't have enough time to go down all the rabbit holes. I did want to point that out, though, from Larry's piece, because the poll, it was a story that our good friend Stephen Gutowski wrote about over at The Reload. Okay, and let me just quote here from Larry's essay. According to the poll, just 29% of Americans approve of Biden's performance on guns, marking a 7-point decline from the last time the poll was conducted in February. The 54% disapproval mark is up 4 points from the same previous poll. And the latest results taken from a poll conducted between March 24th and the 26th put Biden at his lowest approval rating on guns since last summer. That's analysis from The Reload from Stephen Gutowski. Biden's poor marks on gun policy come as he continues to pursue an agenda of restricting access to firearms. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that a large percentage, and we don't know what that percentage is, but they're in there, are the ones who say, yeah, I'm not happy. We still don't have an assault weapons ban. Yeah, I'm not happy. We still don't have national red flag. Yeah, I'm not happy. We still don't ban high capacity magazines, or as they would call them, clips. Yeah, I'm not happy. We're still not confiscating guns. Those people are in that number, Andy. But to what
they
degree?
Are.
Now, but you know, but that honestly, that explains why. Now, again, I don't know what internal polling the White House has. I don't really care. But it would seem to explain why he continues to push going into the election, because his base isn't happy with him because he hasn't gotten enough done in their estimation. That would help explain why he continues to push this anti-gun agenda, which is out of the norm, getting close to an election. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. Well, look, I mean, the Biden administration is desperate because they're losing all of their different bases right now. They're losing it on policy because no policy has actually worked. They're losing it on identity politics and demographic because, well, they've upset everybody. The Muslim population won't support him because he's not pro Palestine. The Jewish population's upset with him because he's not as pro-Israel as what they'd like. The black community's not doing well. The Asian community's not doing well. I mean, the women aren't doing well. Hispanics. Everybody is upset with the Biden administration and the Democrats right now. And the margins that Democrats usually have are just, you know, that are taken for granted in the leads are dwindling down to single digits right now in all of these demographics. So when it comes to guns, it's no different. They have the one crowd that's obviously the very small fringe that wants the complete bans, that are angry because nothing's gotten done. And then there's the other large amount of the population that doesn't want them to infringe upon gun rights at all. And they're stuck in the middle and they don't know how to appease everybody. The house of cards for progressives on trying to pander to all these individual boxes of identity people, it's all crumbling and falling apart in front of their eyes right now. And they don't know what to do with that.
Yeah, they don't know what to do with that. And it's fun to watch them panic, especially out on forums like Twitter. It's really fun to watch them panic. And they are panicking right now. And I do want to point out, ladies and gentlemen, deeper into Larry's piece, he does address, and I'll quote here what we're talking about. He says, national gun control groups have repeatedly made their displeasure with the administration known. He hasn't really been a leader, has been the sentiment from March for Our Lives. Giffords Gun Control has said, quote, we would like to see more from the Biden administration. And then you got that loudmouth Fred Gutenberg. Put the administration on notice regarding their powers of executive action, saying they've done probably through executive action not everything they can do. Really? Stretching it out? They want more executive action. Just make it up, Joe, is what Gutenberg is saying. He'll go as far as saying, and I'm not putting words in his mouth, I believe I've heard him say this before, but they believe that the president should go out and say, oh, well, I'm going to ban high-capacity magazines myself. He can't do that. But this is what they want. They don't care about the Constitution. Just do it. Put it in an executive action. Skip the legislative process. And, well, we'll be happy. Well, too bad for you. And I feel I feel very sorry for people like Fred Gutenberg who have lost a child that then inject themselves into politics. That's just, it doesn't age well for them. It never does. Manuel Oliver was another one who was a loudmouth over there. Gun grabber out of Parkland. It's, you know, they open their mouths on this. They just look stupid, and it's really sad to see. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We'll be back. One more segment with Andy Hoosier. Don't go away.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Such a great company, Daniel Defense is. Good heavens. So, ladies and gentlemen, make sure to check out DanielDefense.com. North American Arms, if you're listening to the breaks, we recorded a new spot today. The Green Huntsman is what we're looking at over at North American Arms now. It is 22... long rifle, also has the 22 Magnum conversion kit. That's one gun from North American Arms that I don't have, but that thing is unbelievable. And it's replacing a spot that we had in for the gold set. And I want you to go over to North American Arms and check it out. The Green Huntsman. This thing is beautiful. And it comes with a DeSantis cross-draw holster with this thing. Take a look at it. I don't have time to go into all the specs right now, but if you heard the ad, we did. And you'll hear some more. We're going to record some more, but we wanted to get that one out there for you today. So check out the North American Arms at NorthAmericanArms.com, the Green Huntsman. Ooh, you're going to want to carry one of these in your pocket. I have a North American Arms Mini on me at all times. It is always a backup gun for me. I've had one in my pocket for years and years and years. It went from the little minis to the Sidewinder to the Top Break now is my favorite. They're just so fun to have because that's the gun you can carry when you can't carry a gun. I'll let you figure that one out for yourself, whatever that means to you. You know what I mean. Whatever it means to you. Maybe, and those, you know, I got liberals out there saying, Andy, he's talking about carrying a gun illegal. No, I'm talking about maybe your mother-in-law doesn't like guns. You can carry a North American Arms Mini revolver, and your mother-in-law doesn't know you have a gun if she gives you a hug around your waist. You know what I'm saying? So there's that.
Yeah.
You figure it out yourself, ladies and gentlemen. It's the gun you can carry when you can't carry a gun. They are absolutely beautiful.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, wink, wink. They are works of art. They really, truly are. Really cool, fun stuff to have around your waist, and those little cross draw holsters that they come with. Those, it's a tweed. It's really, really cool. So make sure to check them out. Andy, where do we want to go? I mean, I got nothing else left for you, man.
Well, I will say, just feeding off of that, I think that the progressives really appreciate when someone's carrying and they don't realize that someone's carrying until an actual shooter happens. And then someone that's carrying that they didn't know was carrying pulls out a firearm and stops a bad guy, because you love reading those good stories of when a bad guy with a gun gets stopped by a good guy with a gun. So progressives, you're welcome.
Yeah, I actually do have somewhere else I want to go with you. I was kind of just kidding. I haven't focused on Chicago in a while. Chicago is a city that we talk about on a regular basis over many, many years on the show. Just over the last two weekends, Easter weekend and this past weekend, Andy, take a stab, using that word intentionally, at how many people have been shot in Chicago. Just over the past two weekends, Easter weekend and this past weekend. Just take a guess. Don't cheat. Don't look it up on
the Yeah, well, I'm assuming last time I looked at some of those numbers, they average, what, like 30 to 40 a weekend. So I'm going to say between the two weekends together, I'm going to say about 60 people.
You're close, 50. But your guess is right. Yeah, your guess is right. Last week, 331 to 46, 54 people shot and wounded, killed was 9. Total shot was 63. So you're in there. But, yeah, and you know what? That's a different number. Hold on. Let me go take a look over at AWR. At least 15 shot during weekend in Mayor Brandon Johnson, Chicago. That was reported yesterday or this morning. Let me scroll down here because I know he had the same numbers. He had numbers up for Chicago. At least 32 shot during Easter weekend in Mayor Brandon Johnson, Chicago. So, yeah, I'm looking at the two weekends. The numbers that I just gave you are for each of the days. It's for the entire week, because they don't stop killing each other and shooting each other up because it's Monday through Friday, ladies and gentlemen. That doesn't happen. It just is an ongoing deal. A person is shot. Andy, this is fun stuff. Let's play a guessing game here. How frequently do you believe a person is shot in Chicago? Let's just go there. What would you put every blank a person is shot in Chicago? How many hours?
I would say every 4 hours.
4 hours and 9 minutes. Are you cheating? Are you online?
Ooh, I am not.
That was a great guess. A person is murdered in Chicago every how many hours? And this is going through yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. This clock is accurate through yesterday.
Wow. I would say every 7 hours.
Every 18 hours and 49 minutes. Okay. Someone is murdered in Chicago. And they are fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. 77.5% black. Yeah, well, you would think Giffords, you would think every town, you would think all those loudmouths would be out there marching all day long. You would think Kamala Harris and the rest of black those kooks, matter. Black Lives Matter. You'd think they'd all be out, but they're not. Because if they bring attention to it, see, they use those numbers to come after your gun rights. But they don't tell you that's where the numbers are coming from, because if they did, you'd be able to say, ah, see, I told you so. Because that's where their numbers are coming from. 77.5% black, 17.5% Hispanic, 5.0% white or other is the race of the victims and assailants so far through 2024 in Chicago. So let's break that number down specifically for you. Black, 93 victims, assailant, 15. Hispanic, 21 victims, 3 assailants, white or other, 7 victims, no assailants in that category, just victims. Shocked by any of that, Andy Hoosier?
No, not really.
What does that say?
That says that we have a government that has put a glass ceiling on top of minority communities, and while they continue to play the victim of systematic racism or whatever garbage that the progressives try to put out there, they're the ones that have created an environment for these communities to not thrive, to not have opportunities, to take firearms away, to try and isolate them and put them in these cities, let them go at each other, and then use those numbers as an excuse to take firearms away from the rest of the nation to create the same scenario when their social experiment has what caused the disaster in these inner cities, especially Chicago and New York and Washington, D.C., and Seattle, Washington, and Denver, Colorado, and all these other places. Their social experiment has led to this devastation, and then they say that they need to turn around and mimic what they're doing in the cities and the rest of the country.
Which is exactly what you just nailed it, Andy. Spot on. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, from what you just heard in Andy Hoosier's response, why you will not see Giffords. It's why you will not see every town. It's why you will not see the Bradys. It's why you will not see anybody from the administration in those cities highlighting those problems, because it exposes the fact that they're using those numbers to further gun control against you, and they won't do it because it highlights the absolute abject failure of their policies. They can't have it both ways, Andy. So they choose to, well, let's just roll the numbers in. And we'll use those numbers and we'll call it a gun violence epidemic. And we'll just ignore the fact that it's blacks and Hispanics in Democrat-run cities that are committing the crimes or being the victims of those crimes. Ladies and gentlemen, those are the actual numbers from Chicago. Well, no,
they'll use it as a state number. They'll say the whole state is having the issue, so therefore we need gun control for the entire state.
Yeah, and that's even if they do that. But that's what they would do. That's even if they do that. It simply shines a spotlight on their utter failure. That's what they want for you, ladies and gentlemen. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Real quick, where can people watch you and listen to you in the next hour with your show coming up for the next couple hours?
Yeah, you bet. HoosierReason.com, H-O-O-S-E-R, Reason.com, the social media at Hoosier Reason as well, and on the Ops Lens TV, Roku, all that good stuff. And we'll see you there in the next hour.
There you go. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Thanks for being here, brother. Love you to death. Appreciate everything that you do. Andy Hoosier, KQAM, Wichita's big talker, Wichita's favorite son, and now you know why. Second hour of the program will be got by those of you on the West Coast stations. I'll be back with you live tomorrow. Stay safe. Enjoy your day. We'll see you on the radio.
just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.